Blackstone Audio presents The Politically Incorrect Guide to the Constitution by Kevin R.C. Gutzman, J.D., Ph.D. The dedication reads, To Lori, who makes all things new again, and everything seem possible. Introduction. Few subjects in American life are so thoroughly mystified, so completely surrounded by a myth of incomprehensibility, as the United States Constitution. From its earliest days, its exponents, chiefly lawyers and judges, but with the helping of other politicians, journalists, and authors of various kinds thrown in, have trained the people at large to believe that only the few, the specially trained elite, can understand it. If court rulings interpreting the Constitution defy common sense, well, that must be because common sense is so common. In introductory lessons about America's federal government, students are introduced to the ideas of republicanism, limited government, and federalism. Republicanism refers to a system in which policymakers are chosen through popular elections. Limited government and federalism are simply two sides of the same coin. They are different ways of understanding a system in which the states came first, delegated some carefully enumerated powers to a central government, and retained the rest for themselves. But in what sense is our federal government limited? What remains of the idea that power over almost all significant issues is retained by the states? Why is it, in other words, that issues such as homosexual sodomy, abortion, and affirmative action, not to mention prayer in schools and the outcome of the 2000 presidential election in Florida, are decided by federal judges? Whatever happened to republicanism, limited government, and federalism? In recent decades, numerous judges, and particularly the Platonic guardians of the Supreme Court,